Blog Talk Radio.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Change away, certain type of liberty, it not gonna win. No, change away, wow, young juvenile, change away, wow, you got to be today, change away, certain type of liberty, not gonna win. No, deep up on the bag, you left it, daddy, see the little crop, the bag, you dash away.
Jobless, we. Them send them back, them get a couple men a read. Jobless.
me know them sins. Jah bless me, Jah bless me, Jah bless me. Just like them I know that them a stay in the streets. And if a five and if a six, them gone 6 foot deep. Like them I know how we are on the streets. Make them know.
Cry for the poor, sometimes me have to ask the Father why. He got a trick we until we are satellites. But when the rain fall from the roof, you must be think the water dry, water dry. It's a recession, going through depression. Class in session, not a ink the palm my left hand. Minute every second, you to run go feed them weapon. Why you think it's a so at the system cause oppression? Yeah, this is a lesson, trigger them a person. Don't get gas up them, your youth have up it petrol. Too much aggression, them no use no discretion. The system want purge it, need cleanse it, want kettle. Reggae up, they hear them no man deny. I saw me sister Babylon a antichrist. In a this a time every man fi wise. House and land we want van fi drive. GCC them put it on the rise. And the flower sky I put for my family size. J-Town said them can't ban my vice. Oh, is it nothing? Poor people cry. So you see me smile sometime deep down me heart a cry. Cry for the poor sometime me have to ask the Father why. Until we are satellites. But when the rain fall from the roof, you must sit in the water dry, water dry.
Music was made for healing, not to instigate the killing. We tired that they tried by shooting, too much tantra killing. A man dead over his, the whole community bars. And if a man dead over south, the whole community bad. This reggae music is on a 1, 2, 3. And I'm not doing me. It's the heartbeat of a people. This reggae music, and I know you find me. And I know me find you. It elevates the youth them from out of the ghetto.
I can touch some lyrics and make some money. And them not talk roots and reality. Them a preach about gun and them no know them mystery. And them not talk about the black pitney. And them not talk about the black unity. And them not talk about the humanity. Oh, you fi take a gun and kill a little baby. Me dead hear them things and I me head daily.
Reggae music, I know 1, 2, 3. And I know Do-Re-Mi. It's the heartbeat of the people.
Uptown and roundtown man parade to get the phone. Nah kill nobody when the general trampled. Born as a gangster but me never confused. Outside to James Road then they don't pay the dues. Can't say you a thug and you a rabbi now you scheme. Man nothing for the girls to love if she now one game. Not enough for killing friend them just for create a scene. Every thug you better listen me. How them preachers that them a shatter. When all them do a rap poor people. Them a no shatter none at all. Them could no be a gangster. Like me big brother than Diesel. Them a no shatter none at all. Loyalty, me no a zero. of them were in a jungle and garden. Rockport don't cartel that if done reform yo. Paper on the plate so the general I warn yo. Petty thief them can yo. How them prefer that them a shatter when all them do are a poor people. Them a no shatter none at all. Them could no be a gangster like me big brother Dan Diesel. Them a no shatter none at all. As when the thugs and the general roll out, who da fi make 50 poor people mouth? Can't say you a bad boy when you want to eat your friend vehicle. You are no bad boy at all. Alright, if you have the machine, your friend them you no swing it on. No kill your friend them if you do that you a silly Dan. Me no go sell out me friend them fin a millions. The world generally rank in a Gilligan. New York, Philly and the top them in a Boston. We no informer, the whole of we a top man. If we wanna rest so we no have time fi watch man. If you rob the poor you damn wrong. How them feel said that them a shatter when all them do a rob poor people. Them a no shatter none at all. Them who no be a gangster like me big brother Dan.
And chant two psalms and light up a biggest spliff, biggest spliff. So let me tell you something, my neighbor. Me have the best weed in a Jamaica. So let's come together and light up a biggest spliff. Cause marijuana fi bone, ganja fi bone. If a coconut, if a crack, and if a bush weed, we no want no. I don't care if Babylon no like it. Full time we walk over them like a Nike. The devil never yet stop fight God Almighty. The Rasta say a deal in a nation, them not trust we. So them fight Peter Touch and Bob Marley. Now them music creator industry. See them a make ganja money like lottery. We wanna fi bone, ganja fi bone. Sweet, we no want no marijuana fi bone. I say ganja fi bone. We know things that go better when them start put herbs over gold.
The hurt of me a smoke it bring me to a height me never ever been to. Higher than the plane in the sky, the stars were blink to. Not evil astronaut, no float the way that my brain floating. Hate that get the water, rasta laugh and think I joke thing. As me rising in the morning, me have to build a slip. Pop off a ganja leaf because they know the thief is sip. Burn weed all day, neighbors to smoke and call the fireman. Careful time came. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi them a fire today. Hey, take off and a Mars, me say far. Me say, Mars, because she funny left on side. Weed be burn because it is life. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi them a fire today. Hey, take off and a funny left on side. Weed be bun because it is life. If you never bun weed, you turn for your life. God, that no mean say you fi sit down pan corner and scratch palm by your yard. Smoking ganja no mean say you walk lit and no fly. About na big get slip then come bust case. Police bun weed too, soldier bun weed too, even Andrew Olness and Julia bun weed too. You want a girl fi breathe cigarette now got weed. Light up a flip dog here, cup up up from the weed too. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi dem a part today. Hey, take off and a Mars, me say far. Me say, Mars, because she funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life. Marijuana na me system. Me and the Nazi dem a part today. Hey, take off and a Mars, me say far. Me say, Mars, because she funny left on side. Weed fi bun because it is life.
Road boy, watch your mouth and when you say, when you say. It's like you don't remember when you're dead. Your day at Trash Town. Welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden Action Park in Adafimia. Trash Town, this a Bob Marley place. Reggae music, the home of the great. Don't you drop the dirty talk. Picnic and not go to school. Mother nah no money cause the pressures of the city make him run go pick it up. Now mother ya fi feel it cause no food no in a tummy. Last week I find Peter Pan, the ground they pick him up.
Him never know the badness, it was only for a time. He never see his time, he just want to live it up. Rat mat we make him money, so we link up fire, we ain't a four more friends. And then me watch you roll them when me take on, yeah. And then me watch you spin them when me let on, yeah. Road boy, watch your mouth and what you say,
what you say.
It's like you don't remember when you're dead. Oh, tell you, you're there, you're trash down. Welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden Action Park in Adaskina. Trench down, this a Bob Marley place. Reggae music, the home of the green. Welcome to the city, when a man not show no pity,
yeah.
Big city light and everything a shine bright. Politician them a paint a picture like Picasso,
like Picasso.
Oh, down your dark like midnight now with no frisbee. Gunshot a echo in a the distance.
And guns and submachines.
Got a put things and gabardine. Shot a them a beat it and no care. People living in a fear. They got the bandy gun like jelly beans. Trench down, welcome to Rima. Wilton Garden, we bad up in a Daskenia. Trench down, this a Bob Marley place. Reggae music, the home of the green.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Chip those crazy bullets out of the yam. Out of the yam.
No, I'm a
from Staying with
94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
The evening psalm, Psalm 94 here for the fourth day of the week, fourth day of the Shavuah here, the Wednesday, the Rastafari Wednesday podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. So here we are at the 11th sabbatical study, Wayigash, and he drew near, Wayigash, Yehuda and Judah drew near. Here we get the conciliation, the reconciliation. Conciliation and a reconciliation of the brothers Joseph in this 11th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong is revealed, and the revelations concerning Joseph. But here, in connection with the Maccabees, the fighting Isla days, and the testimonies of the 12 patriarchs, I'd like to share this right here. This is in connection with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Some of the main characters right here we have Joseph within the narrative, right? One of the main, you could say the main character here, the main person in the narrative right here. But we also have Yehuda. Judah approaches the bench, so to speak. Joseph is in the position of a ruler, like a judge in that sense. They don't really know, they didn't know that it was their brother, Joseph, who was, in a sense, I wouldn't say harassing them. They probably felt that way, but he was checking them out because he knew them, but they didn't know him. And then the whole connection of the younger brother, Binyamin, and the patriarch, Father Jacob, is very, very interesting narrative, especially when we can see it from the different perspectives of the different persons here in this Torah reading and feeding. So we have the testaments of the 12 patriarchs. Highly recommend the Testaments of 12 Patriarchs, as well as the fourth book of Maccabees, other documents like the Protoevangelion, some of the infancy gospels as well. Very, very important in the season that we're in. And you can find them all in the Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. Very, very good translation there. Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. Get a host of early Judaic as well as, we could say, Nazarene or Christian, as they call it, early Christian documents right there, there. So here, I'd like to share this right here. We have three on deck right here. Benjamin, the Testament of Benjamin, the Testament of Joseph, and the Testament of Judah. Now, in this Torah reading and feeding, Judah, Yehuda, of all the brothers, of all the sons, he steps forward to plead on behalf of their youngest brother, Benjamin, as well as their father, with their disguised brother, with Ha'ish, as they call him, the Ish. Also, very important point here, the term Ish. In the Hebrew, Ish means man in the sense like the higher, more refined man in that sense, Ha'ish. Adam is usually used of man or humankind in general, but here he is known as the man, Ha'ish. So who should we start out first with right here, here, here? I think Judah is very, very important, seeing in the previous, right, in the previous Torah reading and feeding, we have another interesting scene and narrative concerning Yehuda, Judah, and Tamar, and the births, you know, of Zara and Phares. But here, let's pick up right here. Testament of the 12 patriarch. We're going to bring forward Yehuda, Judah's testimony right here. And hopefully, whether on this podcast or the forward podcast, touch on Joseph's testimony from the 12 testaments, you know, or the testaments of the patriarch for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat
strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And here, the reader right here, Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Yisrael is on the read right here. Hopefully in the forwards, you know, all the brothers and sisters, ones and ones, can bring forth readings and hopefully share at the appropriate time and the appropriate season. Here, the Testament of Yehuda, the Testament of Judah. Here is the Yahweh translation by Jareem, Baraka, Yehuda, Ben Yisrael.
The Testament of Judah, the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. The copy of the words of Judah, what things he spake to his sons before he died. They gathered themselves together, therefore, and came to him. And he said to them, hearken, my children, to Judah, your father. I was the fourth son born to my father Jacob, and Leah, my mother, named me Judah, saying, I give thanks to Yahweh, because he hath given me a fourth son also. I was swift in my youth, and obedient to my father in everything, and I honored my mother and my mother's sister. And it came to pass, when I became a man, that my father blessed me, saying, thou shalt be a king, prospering in all things. And Yahweh showed me favor in all my works, both in the field and in the house. I know that I raised a hind and caught it and prepared the meat for my father, and he did eat. And I rose, I used to master in the chase, and overtake all that was in the plains. A wild mare I overtook, and caught it, and tamed it. I slew a lion, and plucked a kid out of its mouth. I took a bear by its paw, and hurled it down the cliff, and it was crushed. I outran the wild boar, and seizing it as I ran, I tore it in sunder. A leopard in Hebron leaped upon my dog, and I caught it by the tail and hurled it on the rocks, and it was broken in twain. I found a wild ox feeding in the fields, and seizing it by the horns and whirling it around and stunning it, I cast it from me and slew it. And when the two kings of the Canaanites came sheathed in armor against our flocks and much people with them, single-handed I rushed upon the king of Hazor and smote him on the greaves and dragged him down, and so I slew him. And the other king, the king of Tupal, as he sat upon his horse, I slew, and so I scatter all his people. Achor, the king, a man of giant stature, I found hurling javelins before and behind as he sat on horseback. And I took up a stone of 60 pounds weight and hurled it and smote his horse and killed it. And I fought with this other for 2 hours. And I clave his shield in twain, and I chopped off his feet and killed him. And as I was stripping off his breastplate, behold, 9 men, his companions, began to fight with me. And I wound my garment on my hand, and I slung stones at them, and killed 4 of them, and the rest fled. And Jacob, my father, slew Beelzebub, king of all the kings, a giant in strength, 12 cubits high. And fear fell upon them, and they ceased warring against us. Therefore my father was flee from anxiety in the wars when I was with my brethren. For he saw in a vision concerning me that an angel of might followed me everywhere, that I should not be overcome. And in the south there came upon us a greater war than that in Shechem. And I joined in battle, arrayed with my brethren, and pursued 1,000 men, and slew of them 200 men and 4 kings. And I went up upon the wall, and slew 4 mighty men. And so we captured Hazor, and took all the spoil. And the next day we departed to Aretan, a strong city, walled and inaccessible, threatening us with death. But I and Gad approached on the east side of the city, and Reuben and Levi on the west. And they that were upon the wall, thinking that they were alone, were drawn down against us. And so my brothers secretly climbed up the wall on both sides by stakes and entered the city, while the men knew it not. And we took it with the edge of the sword. And as for those who had taken refuge in the tower, we set fire to the tower and took both it and them. And as we were departing, the men of Tapah seized our spoil. And seeing this, we fought with them, and we slew them all and recovered our spoil. And when I was at the waters of Kozeba, the men of Jobel came against us to battle. And we fought with them and routed them. And their allies from Shiloh we slew. And we did not leave them power to come in against us. And the men of Makir came upon us the 5th day to seize our spoil. And we attacked them and overcame them in fierce battle. For there was a host of mighty men against them, and we slew them before they had gone up the ascent. And when we came to their city, their women rolled upon us stones from the brow of the hill on which the city stood. And I and Simeon had ourselves behind the town and seized upon the heights and destroyed this city also. And the next day it was told us that the king of the city of Gash with a mighty host was coming against us. I, therefore, and Dan feigned ourselves to be Amorites, and as allies went into their city. And in the depth of night, our brethren came, and we opened to them the gates, and we destroyed all the men and their substance, and we took for a prey all that was theirs, and their three walls we cast down. And we drew near to Thama, where was all the substance of the hostile kings. Then, being insulted by them, I was therefore wroth and rushed against them to the summit. And they kept slinging against me stones and darts. And had not Dan, my brother, aided me, they would have slain me. We came upon them, therefore, with wrath, and they all fled. And passing by another way, they fought my father, and he made peace with them. And we did to them no hurt. And they became tributary to us, and we restored to them their spoil. And I built Thama, and my father built Pebael. I was 20 years old when this war befell, and the Canaanites feared me and my brethren. And I had much cattle, and I had for chief herdsman Urim the Adullamite. And when I went to him, I saw Parsaba, king of Adullam, and he spake unto us, and he made us a feast. And when I was heated, he gave me his daughter Bathshua to wife. She bare me Ur and Onan and Shelah. The two of them Yahweh smote, for Shelah lived, and his brethren, his children, are ye. And 18 years my father abode in peace with his brother Esau, and his sons with us after that we came from Mesopotamia, from Laban. And when 18 years were fulfilled, in the 40th year of my life, Esau, the brother of my father, came upon us with a mighty and strong people. And Jacob smote Esau with an arrow, and he was taken up wounded on Mount Seir. And as he went, he died at Anon-Niram. And we pursued after the sons of Esau. Now they had a city with walls of iron and gates of brass, and we could not enter into it. And we encamped around and besieged it. And when they opened not to us in 20 days, I set up a ladder in the sight of all, and with my shield upon my head, I went up, sustaining the assault of stones upwards of 3 talents weight, and I slew 4 and their mighty men. And Reuben and Gad slew 6 others. Then they asked from us terms of peace. And having taken counsel with our father, we received them as tributaries. And they gave us 500 cores of wheat, 500 baths of oil, 500 measures of wine, until the famine, when we went down into Egypt. And after these things, my son took to wife Tamar from Mesopotamia, a daughter of Aram. Now was wicked, and he was in need concerning Tamar, because she was not of the land of Canaan. And on the third night, an angel of Yahweh smote him, and he had not known her according to the evil craftiness of his mother, for he did not wish to have children by her. In the days of the wedding feast, I gave Onan to her in marriage, and he also in wickedness knew her not, though she spent with her a year. And when I threatened him, he went unto her, but he spilled the seed on the ground, according to the command of his mother, and he also died through wickedness. And I wished to give Shelah also to her, but his mother did not permit it, for she wrought evil against Tamar, because she was not the daughters of Canaan, and she also herself was. And I knew that the race of the Canaanites was wicked, but the impulse of youth blinded my mind. And when I saw her pouring out wine, owing to the intoxication of wine, I was deceived and took her, although my father had not counseled it. And while I was away, she went and took for Shelah a wife from Canaan. And when I knew what she had done, I cursed her in the anguish of my soul. And she also died through her wickedness, together with her sons. And after these things, while Tamar was a widow, she heard after 2 years that I was going up to shear my sheep, and adorned herself in bridal array, and sat in the city Edom by the gate. For it was a law of the Amorites that she who was about to marry should sit in fornication 7 days by the gate. Therefore, being drunk with wine, I did not recognize her, and her beauty deceived me through the fashion of her adorning. And I turned aside to her and said, "Let me go in unto thee." And she said, "What wilt thou give me?" And I gave her my staff and my girdle and the diadem of my kingdom in pledge. And I went in unto her, and she conceived. And not knowing what I had done, I wished to slay her. But she privily sent me pledges and put me to shame. And when I called her, I heard also the secret words which I spoke when lying with her in my drunkenness, and I could not slay her, because it was from Yahweh. For I said, "Less happily she did it in subtlety, having received the pledge from another woman." But I came not again near her while I lived, because I had done this abomination in all Israel. Moreover, they who were in the city said there was no harlot in the gate, because she came from another place and sat for a while in the gate. And I thought that no one knew that I had gone into her. And after this we came into Egypt to Joseph because of the famine. And I was 46 years old, and 73 years lived I in Egypt. And now I command you, my children, hearken to Judah, your father, and keep my sayings to perform all the ordinances of Yahweh, and to obey the commands of Yahweh, and walk not after your lust, nor in the imaginations of your thoughts and haughtiness of heart, and glory not in the deeds and strength of your youth. For this also is evil in the eyes of Yahweh. Since I also gloried that in wars no comely woman's face ever enticed me, and reproved Reuben my brother concerning Bilhah, the wife of my father. The spirits of jealousy and of fornication arrayed themselves against me, until I lay with Bathsheba the Canaanite, and Tamar, who was espoused to my sons. For I said to my father-in-law, I will take counsel with my father, and so will I take thy daughter. And he was unwilling, but she showed with a boundless store of gold in his daughter's behalf, for B was a king. And he adorned her with gold and pearls, and caused her to pour out wine for us at the feast with the beauty of women. And the wine turned aside my eyes, and pleasure blinded my heart. And I became enamored of, and I lay with her, and transgressed the commandment of Yahweh, and the commandment of my fathers, and I took her to wife. And Yahweh rewarded me according to the imagination of my heart, inasmuch as I had no joy in her children. And now, my children, I say unto you, be not drunk with wine, for wine turneth the mind away from the truth, and inspires the passion of lust, and leadeth the eyes into error. For the spirit of fornication hath wine as a minister to give pleasure to the mind, for these two also take away the mind of man. For if a man drink wine to drunkenness, it disturbeth the mind with filthy thoughts leading to fornication, and heateth the body to carnal union. And if the occasion of the lust be present, he worketh the sin, and is not ashamed. Such is the inebriated man. Children, for he who is drunken reverenceth no man. For lo, it made me also to err, so that I was not ashamed of the multitude in the city, and that before the eyes of all I turned aside unto Tamar, and I wrought a great sin, and I uncovered the covering of my son's shame. After I had drunk wine, I reverenced not the commandment of Yahweh, and I took a woman of Canaan to wife. For much discretion needeth the man who drinketh wine, my children, and herein is discretion in drinking wine. A man may drink so long as he preserveth modesty. But if he go beyond this limit, the spirit of deceit attacketh his mind, and it maketh the drunkard to talk filthily, and to transgress, and not be ashamed, but even to glory in his shame, and to no account himself honorable. He that committeth fornication is not aware when he suffers loss, and is not ashamed when put to dishonor. For even though a man may be a king and commit fornication, he is stripped of his kingship by becoming the slave of fornication, as I myself also suffered. For I gave my staff, that is, the stay of my tribe, and my girdle, that is, my power, and my diadem, that is, the glory of my kingdom. And indeed I repented of these things. Wine and flesh I eat not until my old age, nor did I behold any joy. And the angel of Yahweh showed me that forever do women bear rule over king and beggar alike. And from the king they take away his glory, and from the valiant man his might, and from the beggar even that little which is the stay of his poverty. Observe, therefore, my children, the right limit in wine, for there are in it four evil spirits of lust, of hot desire, of profligacy, of filthy lucre. If ye drink wine in gladness, be ye modest in the fear of Yahweh. For if in your gladness the fear of Yahweh departeth, then drunkenness ariseth, and shamelessness stealeth in. But if ye would live soberly, do not touch wine at all, lest ye sin in words of outrage, and in fightings, and slanders, and transgressions of the commandments of Yahweh, and ye perish before your time. Moreover, wine revealeth the mysteries of Yahweh in men, even as I also reveal the commandments of Yahweh and the mysteries of Jacob my father to the Canaanitish woman Bathsheba, which Yahweh bade me not to reveal. And wine is a cause both of war and confusion. And now I command you, my children, do not love money, nor to gaze upon the beauty of women. Because for the sake of money and beauty, I was led astray to Bathsheba the Canaanite. For I know that because of these two things shall my race fall into wickedness. For even wise men among my sons shall they mar, and shall cause the kingdom of Judah to be diminished, which Yahweh gave me because of my obedience to my father. For I never caused grief to Jacob my father, for all things whatsoever he commanded I did. And Isaac, the father of my father, blessed me to be king in Israel. And Jacob further blessed me in like manner. And I know that from me shall the kingdom be established. And I know that evils ye will do in the last days. Beware, therefore, my children, of fornication, and the love of money, and hearken to Judah your father. For these things withdraw off from the law of Yahweh, and blind the inclination of the soul, and teach arrogance, and suffer not a man to have compassion upon his neighbor. They rob his soul of all goodness, and oppress him with toils and troubles, and drive away sleep from him, and devour his flesh. And he hindereth the sacrifices of Yahweh, and he remembereth not the blessing of Yahweh. He hearkeneth not to a prophet when he speaketh, and resenteth the words of godliness. For he is a slave to two contrary passions, and cannot obey Yahweh, because they have blinded his soul, and he walketh in the day as in the night. My children, the love of money leadeth to idolatry, because when led astray through money, men name as gods those who are not gods, and it causeth him who have it to fall into madness. For the sake of money I lost my children, and had not my repentance and my humiliation and the prayers of my father been accepted, I should have died childless. But the God of my fathers had mercy on me, because I did it in ignorance, and the prince of deceit blinded me, and I sinned as a man and as flesh, being corrupted through sins, and I learnt my own weakness while thinking myself invincible. Know therefore, my children, that two spirits wait upon man, the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. And in the midst is the spirit of understanding of the mind, to which it belongeth to turn whithersoever it will. And the works of truth and the works of deceit are written upon the hearts of men, And each one of them Yahweh knoweth. And there is no time at which the works of men can be hid. For on the heart itself have they been written down before Yahweh. And the Spirit of truth testifieth all things, and accuseth all. And the sinner is burnt up by his own heart, and cannot raise his face to the judge. And now, my children, I command you, love Levi, that ye may abide and exalt not yourselves against him. Yes, ye be utterly destroyed. For to me Yahweh gave the kingdom, and to him the priesthood, and he set the kingdom beneath the priesthood. To me he gave the things upon the earth, to him the things in the heavens. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so is the priesthood of Yahweh higher than the earthly kingdom, unless it falls away through sin from Yahweh and is dominated by the earthly kingdom. For the angel of Yahweh said unto me, Yahweh chose him rather than thee to draw near to him and to eat of his table and to offer him the first fruits of the choice things of the sons of Israel. But thou shalt be king of Jacob, and thou shalt be amongst them as the sea. For as on the sea, just and unjust are tossed about, some taken into captivity, while some are enriched, so also shall every race of men be in thee. Some shall be impoverished, being taken captive, and others grow rich by plundering the possessions of others. For the kings shall be as sea monsters. They shall swallow men like fishes. The sons and daughters of freemen shall they enslave. Houses, lands, flocks, money shall they plunder. And with the flesh of many shall they wrongfully feed the ravens and the cranes. And they shall advance in evil and covetousness, uplifted, and there shall be false prophets like tempest, and they shall persecute all righteous men. And Yahweh shall bring upon them divisions one against another. And there shall be continual wars in Israel, and among men of another race shall my kingdom be brought to an end, until the salvation of Israel shall come, until the appearing of Yahweh of righteousness, that Jacob and all the Gentiles may rest in peace. And he shall guard the might of my kingdom forever. For Yahweh aware to me with an oath that he would not destroy the kingdom from my seed forever. Now I have much grief, my children, because of your lewdness and witchcrafts and idolatries, which ye shall practice against the kingdom, following them that have familiar spirits, diviners, and demons of error. Ye shall make your daughters singing girls and harlots, and ye shall mingle in the abominations of the Gentiles. For which things sake Yahweh shall bring upon you famine and pestilence, death and the sword, beleaguering by enemies and rivalings of friends, the slaughter of children, the rape of wives, the plundering of possessions, the burning of the new temple of Yahweh, the laying waste of the land, the enslavement of yourselves among the Gentiles. And they shall make some of you eunuchs for their wives, until Yahweh visit you, when with perfect heart ye repent and walk in all his commandments, and he bring you up from captivity among the Gentiles. And after these things shall a star arise to you from Jacob in peace. And a man shall arise from my seed, like the son of righteousness, walking with the sons of men in meekness and righteousness, and no sin shall be found in him. And the heavens shall be opened unto him to pour out the Spirit, even the blessing of the Holy Father. And he shall pour out the Spirit of grace upon you. And ye shall be unto him sons in truth. And ye shall walk in his commandments, first and last. Then shall the scepter of my kingdom shine forth, and from your root shall arise a stem, and from it shall grow a rod of righteousness to the Gentiles, to judge and to save all that call upon Yahweh. And after these things shall Abraham and Isaac and Jacob arise unto life, and I and my brethren shall be chiefs of the tribes of Israel. Levi first, I the second, Joseph third, Benjamin fourth, Simeon fifth, Issachar sixth, and so all in order. And Yahweh blessed Levi, and the angel of the presence, me, the powers of glory, Simeon, the heavens, Reuben, the earth, Issachar, the sea, Zebulun, the mountains, Joseph, the tabernacle, Benjamin, the luminaries, Dan, Eden, Naphtali, the sun, Gad, the moon, and Asher. And ye shall be the people of Yahweh, and have one tongue, and there shall be no spirit of deceit of Belial, for he shall be cast into the fire forever. And they who have died in grief shall arise in joy, and they who were poor for Yahweh's sake shall be made rich, and they who are put to death for Yahweh's sake shall awake to life, and the hearts of Jacob shall run in joyfulness, and the eagles of Israel shall fly in gladness, and all the people shall glorify Yahweh forever. Observe therefore, my children, all the law of Yahweh, for there is hope for all them who hold fast unto his ways. And he said to them, behold, I die before your eyes this day, 119 years old. Let no one bury me in costly apparel, nor tear open my bowels, for this shall they who are kings do, and carry me up to Hebron with you. And Judah, when he had said these things, fell asleep, and his sons did according to all whatsoever he commanded them. And they buried him in Hebron with his fathers.
And you can't conquer the conquering lion of King George is 6,113 years. So you can talk, some of them are propaganda. Only make time and hold on stronger. Remember in the days of old, that's how we go. Old time something come back again. This is the King of Kings, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah is the healer of God, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah. I say yeah. What a war, what a we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war, so we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent. But the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makonnen. And though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba. The place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Aksum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the Elect of God. The echoes of six
of Judah shall break every chain.
Psalms. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kamal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
We have psalm 74. National Lamentation, Lament. And also in this psalm, we have Ethiopia hidden in the verse of this psalm right here, here, here. First up the English, then go through the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzahaf Kedus, side by side, and find the hidden Ethiopia here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 74. First up the English.
Psalm 74. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long, how long, how long, how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
Ethiopia.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are fully of the habitations of cruelty. O, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually, 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 continually.
Yes, 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 yes. Here we will continue. I continue with the royal and hurricane, the full of foe, native speaker Abraham Chebudet, and go through the verse by verse after this right here, here, here. ስማ
ሄደ መዝሙር 73 በቅንፍ 74 የአሳፍ ትምህርት አቤቱ ስለምን ለዘወትር ጣልህን በማስተማሪያህ በጎች ላይ ቁጣህን ስለምን ተቆጣህ አስቀድመህ የፈጠርሃትን ማህበርህን የተቤዥሃትንም የርስትህን በትር በርሷ ያደርህባትንም የጽዮንን ተራራ አስብ ጠላት በቅዱሳንህ ላይ እንደ ከፋ መጠን ሁልጊዜ በትቢታቸው ላይ እጅህን አንሳ። ጠላቶችህ በበዓልህ መካከል ተመኩ። የማያውቁትንም ምልክት ምልክታቸው አደረጉ። እንደ ላይኛው መግቢያ ውስጥ በዱር እንዳሉም እንጨቶች በመጥረቢያም በሮቿን ሰበሩ። እንዲሁ በመጥረቢያና በመዶሻ ሰበሯል። መቅደስህን በሳት አቃጠሉ የስምህንም ማደሪያ በመድር ውስጥ አረከሱ አንድ ሆነው በልባቸው በየህዝባቸው ኑ የእግዚአብሔርን በዓሎች ከምድር እንሻራሉ ምልክታችንን አናይም ከእንግዲህም ወዲህ ነቢይ የለም እስከ መቼ እንዲኖር የሚያውቅ በእኛ ዘንድ የለም አቤቱ ጠላት እስከ መቼ ይሳደባል ስምህን ጠላት ሁልጊዜ አቃልላልን ቀኝህን በብብትህ መካከል እጅህንም ፈጽመህ ለምን ትመልሳለህ እግዚአብሔር ግን ከዓለም አስቀድሞ ንጉሥ ነው በምድርም መካከል መድኃኒትን አደረገ አንተ ባህርን በኃይልህ አጠናሃት አንተ የባቦችን ራስ በውሃ ውስጥ ሰበርህ አንተም የዘንዶውን ራሶች ቀጠቀጥ ለኢትዮጵያ ሰዎችም ምግባቸውን ሰጠሃቸው አንተ ምንጮቹንና ፈሳሾቹን ሰነጠቅ አንተ ሁል ጊዜ የሚፈሱትን ወንዞች አደረቅ ቀኑ ያንተ ነው ሌሊቱም ያንተ ነው አንተ ፀሐዩንና ጨረቃውን አዘጋጀህ አንተ የምድርን ዳርቻ ሁሉ ሠራህ በጋንም ክረምትንም አንተ አደረግ ይህን ፍጥረትህን አስብ ጠላት እግዚአብሔርን ተላገደ ሰነፍ ሕዝብም ስሙን አስቆጣ የምትገዛልህን ነፍስ ለአራዊት አትስጣት የችግረኞችህን ነፍስ ለዘወትር አትርሳ ወደ ኪዳንህ ተመልከት የምድር የጨለማ ስፍራዎች በኃጥአን ቤቶች ተሞልተዋልና ችግረኛ አፍሮ አይመለስ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ስምህን ያመሰግናሉ አቤቱ ተነስ በቀልህንም ተበቀል ሰነፎች ሁልጊዜ የተላገዱህን አስብ የባሪያዎችህንም ቃል አትርሳ የጠላቶችህ ኩራት ሁልጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይወጣ
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amarik? But who want the next verse with Amarik? In other
words,
elect up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David. Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? The English language, see the English language. Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yes, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor David. Right, Psalm of David, Seba Arat, Likno, Seba Abad, Arat, because the Hebrew, going from the Hebrew to the English. It's interesting because the good is, well anyway, let's just ride up with today's daily Psalm, Seba Arat, right, Psalm 74, Masakil, Le Asaf, Masakil Le Asaf, yeah, Asaf Timharit, teaching of Asaf. Now, today's daily psalm is a national lament. It's seen as a national lament. It's an appeal. It's also an appeal. Today's psalm, the 74th psalm, it's an appeal. Appeal in times like these, an appeal. Yes, I, Rastafari. It's an appeal to he who be who he be, because the devastation of the land and the devastation of the enemy
Now we touch on the historical aspects and some of the interpretations in the Rastafari Hebrew man, the Rasta Hebrew man portions of I&I dissemination. So ones and ones I like to get a little bit more of that, you know, stay tuned. And also on the platform, we're seeking to bring that forward. But here, today's daily psalm, the Sefer Tehillim, Hebrew, the Book of Psalter, the Psalter, the Mezmore Dawit, the Mezmor Psalm. In the Amharic, we have Mizmor. Hebraically, we have chapter 74, Seba Arati, an appeal against the devastation of the land by the enemy. So make I and I ride up with today's daily psalm. That's a superscription right there, the title. Masakil le Asaf, ya Asaf Timharit. Mesama Wolem Memphis Kedusa Hadwamlak and Jamralen Kutar and Abetu. Silamina Zawatira Talahen. Yeah, Masamaria Begocha Lais Kutahina Silamina Tekweta. Oh, Avetu, our father, his father, O father of the house, why hast thou cast I and I off forever? Avetu, Salamin, Vezawatir Talahen, Talahen. We see right here it says Talahen. Got to check that out. We're using the IOTA software right there. So Talhen us, Talhen here, I, it says. Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Yeah, Masamariah begoch lais kutahin salamin tekweta, salamin tekweta, salamin. Asik Edmeh, Yefet Rahatin Machberehin, Yete Bejahatinim, Yeristehin Betir, Berswa Yaderih Batin, Yesionin Terara Asib, Asib. Remember thy congregation, thy aggregation, ask Edmeh, Yefet Erahatin Machberehin, thy aggregation, thy Machber, Machberehin, thy society, thy assembly, Yetebejahatinim, Yeristehin Beter, Be Arswa yaderih batin yes yonin terara asib. Thy congregation, remember, asib, thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old. And the Hebrew says the kedem, mikedem, from the ancient times, the first times, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this mountain Sion, wherein thou, the I, hast dwelt, the arswa yadarih batin, yetzionin terara asib, telat bek dusanih layinda kafa meten, hulgizem bet ibiya, but be tacho lie, ijihin ansa, lift up, it says thy feet here. It's interesting in the HSV, it says ijihin, so we're going to look at the LXX Septuagint here, but here the KJV says lift up thy feet to the perpetual desolation. Even all that the enemy have done wickedly, ratchetly in the sanctuary. Now here we should look at the Septuagint. You know, there's also the verse 74. So let's look right here within the time that we have Chabarim. Let's look right up with the Royal Amharic Psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. The Book of the Seven Seals of go to Maui, Maui, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So let's just bring this forward right here. We are in this verse, and just to check it out right here, to look in the Septuagint, right, the Septuagint, because sometimes His Majesty's Bible, yep, it says, lift up your hands, eparon ta sacheras, suetitas hyperrefinas. Oton es telos. Lift up your hands against their pride to completion. To completion. But the Hebrew has lift up. Harima. Harima. Fi ameka. The I steps, you know. As, you know, my life, Hiwate Naya Ethiopia, Rimja, my life in Ethiopia's progress, the Rimja, like the Hebrew there, but also his hands, the hands of his majesty. So here in Kutar Source, verse 3, Talatbe Kedusanihi Lainda Kefamet and Hulgizem, Bet Ibitacho Laiji Hinansa, lift up thy feet, the Hebrew, and it says thy feet, the Roll of Hark, the Book of the Seven Seals, the LXX, thy hands against the pride, against their pride, their perpetual desolation. Their pride brings those perpetual desolation. Even all that the enemy have done wickedly in the sanctuary, elatoche beb ala mekakel temeku. Yeah, my yawok utinima milikita milikatacho adaregu. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. Yemayawok utinima milikita milikatacho adaregu inda lainyao megabiya wista bedura in dulum indalum in chetocha bemet rebiya berochuana sabaru. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees in the Lainyawa Megbiya Wista Bedura and Alum in Chetoch Bemet Rebiya Berochwana Seberu. Indihu Bemet Rebiyana Bemedosha Seberuat. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. Mekadesihinna besatak atelu. Yesimihinima maderia bemidrawista rekasu. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling. They have defiled the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. Inda slika andhono kutara cement andhono be libacho be his bacho nu ye gziavi herina be alocha kamidara in shar alu. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They said, Andahono belebacho, beye hisbacho, nu, come, let us destroy them together. They have burnt up all the synagogues of God, of Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father in the land. Ye Egeziavi, Harina, Be'alocha, Kamidra, Inshar, Alu, Milkitachnina, Anayim, Anayim, Kangdiya, Wadihim, Anabiyelem. Iska Mecheya, and Dinora, Yemiyawika, Benya, Zend, Yelem. We see not our signs. Milikatachnin anayim. From here to there, kangadi wadi him anabi elam. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there any
neither is there amongst us any that knoweth how long. Iskameche hindinor yemiyawik abenyazen yelem adetu telat iskameche yasadabal sinehinat elat hulgize yak alalalin. Oh, are there to our fathers, father, oh, father of the house, oh, God, how long, how long, iskameche, how long shall the adversary reproach, abir to telat iskameche, yasadaval, shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever, simehinna telat hulgize, yak alalalin. Kenyahina bebibitihim mekakelejinema fetsime lemen temelasale. Why withdrawest thou the eye, thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. Draw it out. Pluck it out of thy bosom. Consume them. Destroy them. Ejinema fetsime lemen temelasale. Exiavi hergin. Ko alemas kedmon gusno be midrim mekakela medachanitin adarege. For Gziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, is my king of old. Gziavi hergin ka alemas kedmo ngusno, working salvation in the midst. In the midst of the earth, be midrim mekakel medchanitin aderege, ante bahirin behailihi atzenahat, ante ye babochin ras bewucha wista sebere. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Ante, ante the eye, man, and none of the ante bahirin behailihi atzenahat. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons, the sea monsters in the waters. Ante ye babochin ras bewuchawist asabere. Antem yezendowin raso chakatekate le Ethiopia so chim nigbachowin setahacho. Antem yezendowin raso chakatekate le Ethiopia so chim nigbachowin setahacho. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan, of the dragon, in pieces, and gavest him to be meat food to the people inhabiting the wilderness, to the Ethiopians. Le Ethiopia sawochim migbachowin setahacho. Ante minachochutinina minacho minachochuna. Fesasho chuna senetek ante hulgize yemiya fesusitena wenzo chadarek. Thou didst cleave the fountain and of the fountains minacho chuna fesasho chuna senetek. And the flood, thou driest up mighty rivers. Ante hulgize yemiya fesasutin wenzo chadareke kenu yanteno leilitum yanteno ante tsahayuna cherekawin azegaje. Azegaje, the day is thine, kenu, yanteno. The night also is thine, leilitum, yanteno. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Ante sahayuna cherekawin azegaje. Ante yemidrinda chahulua sera. Beganim kremtinim ante adarege. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Yihina fitretihina asib talat gziyavihirina telagede senefahizbim Simuna Asqueta, remember this, that the enemy hath reproached Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, and that the foolish people, Senef Hizbim, have blasphemed thy name, Simuna Asqueta, Yemita Gezahilin. Yemita gezalihina nefsa le arawita tisitat. Yechigrenyochihina nefs le zawatira tirsa. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove into the multitude of the wicked, of the ratchet. Yemita gezalihina nefs le arawita tisitat. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Ye chigrenyo chihin nes lezawatira atirsa. Ode kidanihi temelket ye midr ye chelema sifrawoch. Be chit'ana betoch temola tawalina. Have respect to the covenant, water kidane temelket, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Ye midr ye chelema sifrawoch. Be chit'ana betoch temola tawalina. Chigrenya afro. Chigrenya afro, aya melissa, chigrenyana miskina simehina yamesegnal. Make not the downpress returned ashamed. Chigrenya afro, aya meles. Let the poor needy praise thy name. Chigrenya na miskin, simehina yamesegnalu. Avetu tenes, bekel hinema tebekel. Senefoch hulgizem, yetelageduhin, asid. Arise, Avetu, thy father's father, O father of the house. Plead thine own cause, Abir to tenes, bekel hinema tebekel. Remember how the foolish man reproaches thee daily, senefoch hulgize, yetelage duhin asib. Ye bariawochehina kala tersa, yet ratochehina kurata hulgize, wod ante ywet al. Forget not the voice of thine enemies, the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Ye bariawochehina kala tersa. Yet alatochehin kurata hulgize wada ante yuetal.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring
forth. Mazmur Savasost. Bekenif Savarat. Ye asaf temhert. አቤቱ ስለምን ለዘወትር ጣልህን? በማስተማሪያህ በጎች ላይ ቁጣህን ስለምን ተቆጣህ? አስቀድመህ የፈጠርሃትን ማህበርህን የተቤዥሃትንም የርስትህን በትር በእርሷ ያደርህባትንም የጽዮንን ተራራ አስብ። ጠላት በቅዱሳንህ ላይ እንደ ከፋ መጠን ሁልጊዜ በትቢታቸው ላይ እጅህን አንሳ። ጠላቶችህ በበዓልህ መካከል ተመኩ፣ የማያውቁትንም ምልክት ምልክታቸው አደረጉ። እንደ ላይኛው መግቢያ ውስጥ በዱር እንዳሉም እንጨቶች በመጥረቢያም በሮቿን ሰበሩ። እንዲሁ በመጥረቢያና በመዶሻ ሰበሯት፣
مقدسهن بسات قتلوا يسمهن مادريا بمدر وسط اركسوا عند هونو بلباتشو بيهزباتشو نو يكزيابيرن بقالوش كمدرن شارالو ملكتاتشنن عنايم كنجدهم وديه نبي يلم اسكمتين دينور يمياوك بنيازن دي يلم عبيتوت ألات اسكمتين سادبال سمهن تلات والجزيك قلل علنا كنهن ببببته مكاكل الجهن مفتس مهلم انتمل سال اكزياف يرقن كعالم اسك الدمون قسنا بمدر مكاكل مرهاني تنادر رقا انت بحرن بهاي لهات النهات انت يبابوچن راس بوها وستصبر انت ميزندون راس وچ كتكت ليتو بياسا وچم مقباتشون ستحاتشو አንተ ምንጮቹንና ፈሳሾቹን ሰነጠቅ አንተ ሁሉ ጊዜ የሚፈሱትን ወንዞች አደረክ ቀኑ ያንተ ነው ሌሊቱም ያንተ ነው አንተ ፀሐዩንና ጨረቃውን አዘጋጀ አንተ የምድርን ዳርቻ ሁሉ ሰራ በጋንም ክረምትንም አንተ አደረክ ይህን ፍጥረትህን አስብ ጠላት እግዚአብሔርን ተላገደ سنف هزبم سمونا سقوطا يمت تقزع لهن نفس العراوي تاتستا يچه قرنو چهن نفس لزوترات ترسا ودكي دانه تملكت يمدر يچه اللي ما سفراوش بهات عان بيتوش تمول توالنا چه قرنو افروعي ملس چه قرنو انا مسكين سمهن ياما سقنان عبيتو تنس بكال هنم تبكال ሰነፎች ሁሉ ጊዜ ተላገዱህን አስብ የባሪያዎችህንም ቃላት ትርሳ የጠላቶችህ ኩራት ሁሉ ጊዜ ወደ አንተ ይወጣል
Ethiopia Psalm 74 O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, Let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long, how long, how long, how long.
O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth.
Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
Ethiopia, Ethiopia, Ethiopia.
Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou driedst up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are fully of the habitations of cruelty. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually.
This month, by that action, the League of Nations sealed its own death warrant. Project 67 presents The Conquering Lion of Judah, a profile study of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia.
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 Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear today's daily song. Today's song, Mizmor Ein Dalet. Psalm 74. Hear the Midrash. Study on today's song, Mizmor Ein Dalet. Maskil of Asa. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, that thou didst make thine own of old. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Dalet, Psalm 74, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. Masakir le'asaf lama Elohim v'nachita lanetzach ye'ishana peka bis'on mar'iteka zikara etateka anita edem masakir le'asaf of asaf lama Elohim, O Elohim, Lama, why? Lama Elohim, Sanachta, Lanetzach, why, O Elohim, hast thou the eye cast us off forever? Lama Elohim, Sanachta, Lanetzach, why? Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thy master? Yet ishan apteka bitzon mariteka. Yet ishan smoking apteka the eye's anger. Yet ishan apteka bitzon against the flock. Mariteka, thy pasture. Zikor, datika, Anita, Adam, remember. Zikor, edateka, edateka. Thy congregation, aggregation, edat, edateka. Zikor, edateka. Anita, Anita. Has gotten the eye, male having gotten Anita, or in the translation, this thou didst make thine own, thou didst make thine own, Anita, Edom, from the Edom of old, the Edom, also in the sense Hebraically the east, but in this context, that thou hast gotten of old, Anita Edom, Masakil Leasa, Lama Elohim, Zanachta, Laneta, Yeishana Pika, it's on Mariteka, Masakil of Asa. Here. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yirmeyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah 15:15. Remember me and think of me and avenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Ata yada ita Yahweh. Zakareini uafakdeini. Vehinak emelia meyarufai. Alla le rekapika tiak acheini daasneti aleka herba. Thou, O Jehovah, he who be who he be knowest. Ata yada ita Yahweh. Remember me, remember I, Zakreini, and think of me, and think of I, Uafakdeini, and visit I, think of I, Fakdeini. Wihinakem, li, merodfai, and avenge me. Vihinakem, 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 vihinakem. Avenge Lee for me, May Rodfai. Avenge I of my persecutors, of my pursuers, from my pursuers, May Rodfai, my persecutors, false prosecutors. Where Hinak Emily, May Rodfai, Alale Rekapeka, Tia Kaheini, take me not away because of thy long suffering. Allah le reka peka tia kaheini. Know that for thy sake da ah sineti aleka karba. For thy sake I have suffered taunts. I've suffered reproach. Karba taunts. Because aleka, for the eye's sake, da, sineti, aleka, herpa. Hear, Yirmeyahu, remember I, and think of I, and avenge I of my persecutors, my false prosecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Thou, the eye, art long suffering. As is said, thou, O Lord, art long-suffering. Even in Mizmor, Psalm 86, verse 15. Zata Adonai, El Rahuma Vechanun, Rekapayim Verava Chesed, the Amet. But thou, the I, Wi'ata Adonai, O Adonai, El Rahum, or an El, true good, true God, a source of strength, power, full of compassion. El Rahum, Wi'ata
Hanun and gracious Hanun. Rekapayi, slow to anger or long suffering. Rekapayi, long nose, slow to anger. On translation, hear, long suffering. Rekapayi, with Rab Chesed and plenteous, enough, Rab, with Rab Chesed in mercy, with Emet and truth, with Ata Adonai El Rachum, with Hanun, Rekapayi, with Rab Chesed, with Emet. Wow, we, I and I, that are born of woman, are short of patience. As is said even in Eob, in Job chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of anger. Adama, Yeluda, Isha, it's Arayamima, Uasiva, Roges, man that is born of woman. Adam, Yeluda, Isha, Adam that is born of woman. Adam, Yeluda, to be born, Isha, of the Isha woman. Adam, Yelud, Isha, Kitzar Yamin is a few days, Kitzar Yamin, Kitzar Yamin, Ua, Seba, Useba, Roget, and full, and insatiated, Seba, 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 full, Roget, full of trouble, Adam, Yelud Isha, it's Arya Mimo, Uas Va'a Roges. But if thou, the I, lettest, permittest us, I and I, suffer long too, nothing will be left of us, nothing will be left of I and I, and we and I and I shall die. So too Asaf, Asaf said, O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Lama Elohim, Zanachta Lanetach? Why, Lama, why Elohim, Zanachta Lanetach? Casting I and I off, Zanachta, Zanachta La Netzach, to the Netzach, forever. And he continued, why does the smoke of thine anger rise up even now about thy presence, about thy perception? Why? Yeshan Abdeka Bitzon Mariteka. Why doth thine anger smoke against the flock of thy pasture? That is, why dost thou hide thy face from me, from I? Like a man that hides his face from the smoke. And again, Asaf asks, even in Psalm 80, we break in the fifth verse, how long wilt thou smoke against the prayer of thy people? Yo Elohim Tzvaot, Admatai Ashanta Bia Tefilat Ameka. O he who be, who he be, Elohim of hosts of armies, Yo Elohim Tzvaot, how long? Admatai, 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 how long wilt thou be angry, wilt thou smoke, Ashanta, against the prayer, be a tefillat, be tefillat, against the tefillat, against the prayer, Ameka, against the prayer of Ameka,
against the prayer of thy people, Yahuwah Elohim Sabaoth. Admatai, Ashanta, Bia Tefilat Ameka. Thy people, thy people, Ameka, that is the sheep of thy pasture, the flock of thy pasture, whom thou hast forgotten. Remember thy congregation, thy aggregation, that thou, I, male, didst make thine own of old. Zikor Edateka Anita Adam Zikor Edateka. Remember Zikor Edateka, the I aggregation, the I testimony. Edateka Edateka, the I testimony, the I aggregation, the Hebrew, Hebraically, the testimony. Aggregation, the true aggregation is those who have a true witness. Edateka, Zikor, Edateka, Anita, Adam, Anita, Adam, that I dismake, thou dismake thine own. Anita, Adam, of the Adam, of old, of the ancient. The Adam. What does the phrase Adam prove? What does the phrase Adam here translated as old, of old, Adam, what does it prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of the Sar of El, the mighty prince of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, the one who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty, the Bnei Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem had made the Bnei Yisrael his own, even before the blood of African. As is said even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, were birthed, for ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Adai, Adai. Psalm 90, Psalm XB. Tefillat Moshe, Ish Elohim, Tefillah Moshe, Ish Elohim, a prayer, Tefillah of Moshe, Moshe, Ish, the man, true man, Ish Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God, Elohim. Adonai,
so you can always call me.
Atta, Haita, Lani, Bidor, Wador, Bitarem, Harima, Yuladu, Wate, Holela, Reta, Witevel, Ua, Me, Olam, Ada, Olam, Atta, El. Adonai, Adonai, thou hast been Einai dwelling place in all generations. Adonai, Ma'on, Ata, Haita, Lan, Bidor, Wador. Before the mountains were brought forth, Bitarem, Harima, Yuladu. Before the mountains were birthed, Bitarem, Hari, Yuladu. Wate cholel eretza, witevel, or ever thou hast formed, wate cholel, formed
Eret, the earthly plane, with Tevel and the world and inhabitable portions. Ume Olam Ada Olam, even from everlasting eternity. Me Olam Ada Olam, to the Olam, to the eternity. Ata, I am El, Ata El, I am El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Le mashota netach kol hera'a oyeba batodesh, or restore thy times that have long been desolate, ever since the enemy wrought destruction, downstruction in the sanctuary. And hear midrash note, hear in mizmor oin. Ein Dalet, here in Psalm 74, the Midrash note connected with restore thy times. Here, Pa'am, here we have Harima Ti'ameka, which can be lift up thy steps, or here translated, interpreted as restore thy times. Harima, fi ameka, fa'am, pa'am. Here we have fa'am, also pointed as pa'am. May either either mean step or time. Fi ameka can be the I male time, or fi ameka can also be the I male step. Fi ameka. Fa'ameka, may mean these either from fa'am, step or time. Restore thy time, or lift up thy steps. Harima, fa'ameka, my dear, restore thy time, the times of those pilgrimages that thou didst command of us, of Aina, saying, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 16:16, three times in a year shall all thy male appear before the Lord thy God in the place that he shall choose. Shalosha pe'amima Bashana Yerae Hola Zekurka Eta Pinei Hawaii Ka Bama, Oma, Shara, Yvahara, De Haga, Hamad, Ota, Ua, the Haga, Ha, Shavu, Ota, Ua, the Haga, Hasukota, The Law, Yerae, Eta, Penei, Hua, Rekam. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before he who be we be thy Elohim in the place that he shall choose. Shalosh pe'amim. 3 times. Shalosh pe'amim. Shalosh pe'amim. Shalosh pe'amim. Bashana Yerae Kola Zekoreka Eta Pene Yehoah Eloheka Bamakoma Shera Yivahara Behaga Hamatota Uvahaga Ha Shavuota Uvahaga Hasukota Lo Yerae Eta Pene Yehoah Rekam. On the feast of unleavened bread, on the feast of weeks of Shavuot, and on the feast of Hasukot, tabernacles, and they shall not appear before he who be who he be, in the presence of he who be who he be. Rekam, Rekam, Raka, Rekam, empty, with law, Yerayah, Eta B'nei Yehoah, Rekam. Behold, behold now how thy 3 times, how thy 3 times, Shalosh pe'amim, Shalosh pe'amim, thy 3 times have been made desolate. Thine adversaries made a roaring noise in the midst of thy temple. Hear, hear, hear today, Psalm is more Ein Dalet. Hear the Dalet verse. Hear Psalm 74, the 4th verse. Thine adversaries made a roaring noise in the midst of thy temple. Shaigu Oreka Big Reva Moedeka Moedeka. Thine adversaries Oreka have roared. Shaigu, Shaigu Oreka. Thine adversaries have roared. Big Rev, Big Rev in the midst. Big Rev Moedeka Moedeka. In the midst of thy meeting place, in the midst of thy meeting place, Mo'edeka, the ancient word for synagogue, synagogue. We have it even further in the 8th verse of today's psalm, but here, 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 at the 4th verse, thine adversaries made a roaring noise. Shaigu Oreka, in the midst, Big Arab, Big Arab, Big Arab, Big Arab, in the midst of thy temple, or in the midst of thy meeting place, in the ancient, the meeting place, later to be called the synagogue, Mo'edeka, Mo'edeka, the keeping of the Mo'ed, appointment, appointed place, Big Arab, Mo'edeka. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi quoted, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, even here from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 66 verse 6, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple. All Shaon Meir, all Mehekal, hark, all voice, or some translations, hark, an uproar from the city, all Shaon Meir, hark, it cometh from the temple, all Mehekal, all a voice of noise from the city called Shaon Meir, a voice called from the temple Mehekal. Yeshayahu Isaiah chapter 66 verse 6. That is the destroyed Hekal, destroyed temple, lifted its voice in menace of thine adversaries. And what was the menace? Hear the voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Olioa Mishalein Gemula Le Oyevayo. Hark, call the voice, call Yahuwah of Jehovah, voice of he who be, we be, Olioa. Rendereth, payeth, rendereth, Mishalein, rendereth recompense, Mishalema Gemula to his enemies, Le Oyvayo. And here, hear Midrash note concerning the temple, the destroyed temple lifted its voice in menace. Hear the Midrash note, Mizmor Ein Dalet, Psalm 74. Literally, the temple made accusations. The temple made accusations, lifted its voice in menace of thine adversary. And what was its menace? The words that complete Yeshayahu Isaiah chapter 66 verse 6, where it reads, Olioa, Ol Yehoah, Mishalei, to pay, Shalei, make peace, to pay, Mishalei, Magumulei, Bayo. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 74, verse 4, it reads, they read the signs of their divination, or they have set up their own signs for signs. Samu, ototam, otot. Samu, ototam, otot. They have set up their own signs for signs, or they read the signs of their divinations. And they declare, on such and such a day, we shall conquer Yerushalayim, we shall conquer Jerusalem. They read signs in the flight of arrows, for when they shot an arrow to the north, it fell to the south, toward Yerushalayim, toward Jerusalem, even New Jerusalem, as it is said, even in Yechezekel, Yechezekel, Ezekiel chapter 21 verse 26, for the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way to use divination. He shot his arrows, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver, and every divination they tried augured that they would prosper. Hence, here, 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 even today's Psalm, Mizmor Ein Dalet, Psalm 74, the Dalet, the fourth verse, the second part, Samu Ototam Otot, they read the signs of their divination. They have set up Samu Ototam, their signs, their otot, ototam, otot, they set up their signs. Samu, ototo, ototam, ototam, their signs, otot, for signs. Samu, ototam, otot, or they read the signs of their divination. Nevertheless, the enemies felt no gratitude towards Ha'el, toward the true El, the true good, the true almighty, Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'el Lohim. For They said, even in the word in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 27, our high hand and not the Lord have done all this, so they said. Pen Yomru Yadenu Rama Ulo Yahweh Pa'al Kol Zot, lest they should say. Pen Yomru, lest they should say. Yadenu Rama, our hand is exalted with Lo Yahweh, and not he who be who he be, Pa'al Kol Zot, hath wrought all this. So they said. Indeed, could they have broken into Hashemayim, the heavens, and risen against Ha'el, El Elyon, El Almighty Elyon, on high, 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 they would have done so. As the song, even today's psalm says, it seemeth as if they were wielding axes at the top of a thicket of trees. Yivada'a kemevi lema'ila bia tzevaka eita aredumot. It seemeth as when men wield upwards axes in a thicket of trees. Yewada'a kemebiya lema illa bia sebak aita aredumot. That is to say, as though they and Aladem were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayim, the very top of heaven. And here a few Midrash notes concerning the edited text for the passage from Ezekiel concerning the king of Babylon. For when they shot an arrow to the south, it flew to the north. So some translations have it opposite. It flew to the north, but here, concerning shooting of the arrow and flying to the south is more in connection with that pointing to towards Yerushalayim in the south, in the Negev, in the southern part. Then we also have the every divination they tried or augured that they would prosper. So they do the divination, their signs. They flash their signs and do their signs to prosper their device. So we have Psalm 79.2 on the Midrash bringing that out. But here, concerning nevertheless, the enemy to the very top of the heavens is how the PE, the print edition reads. The ET reads, quote, we are grateful to thee, end quote, and breaks the continuity here of the argument. So here in the Midrash here, we seek to bring out, that is to say, verse 5 of today's song, it seems as if they were wielding axes at the top of the thicket of trees, that is, as though they were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayim. Indeed, this was not the end of it, for they acted in just the way their ancestors had acted, the same ones who said, according to Bereishis, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make a name. Let us make a name. Let us make us a name. Hear, hear, Bereishis, Genesis.
Don't stand in the gutter.
Genesis chapter 11.